Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Marilyn Hickey, and I like having the choice. Now Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna died in a helicopter crash on Sunday, January 26th. Stay tuned to hear how Christian leaders responded. Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home. Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others died in a helicopter crash Sunday, January 26th. The crash happened on the way to Gianna's basketball game. There were no survivors. Kobe Bryant, who played for the Los Angeles Lakers for 20 years, was considered an NBA legend by many. In 2003, he was accused of rape, but the case was dropped in 2004 when the accuser decided not to testify. While Bryant admitted to committing adultery, he denied sexually assaulting the accuser. Bryant was also reportedly a devout Catholic. At his lowest point, sources say, he turned to God, saying that talking to a priest was one thing that really helped him during the process. His wife, Vanessa, filed for divorce in 2011, but with the help of counseling from a priest, the two stayed together and remained married until Bryant's death. After Bryant's death became known, fans across the United States immediately responded in horror, paying tribute to the former NBA star. And Christian leaders were among those who were mourning. Louis Giglio wrote, "Grateful to be in church today. Such a devastating day across the world with the news of those lost in Kobe's helicopter crash. Heartbroken and praying. On days like today, we all need God's grace and the message of the resurrection life that is Jesus." End quote. Bobby Houston, co-founder of Hillsong Church, wrote this. "So very sad. Life is so precious, fleeting, and unpredictable. I have no connection to this world or these families, yet with many others, I feel deep sympathy for all their families. May the peace that passes understanding overshadow and grace them all. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." End quote. Pastor Choco de Jesus said this, "We lose people every day, but there is something about a loss of this magnitude, and in this way, that causes us to pause. We are abruptly reminded of the fragility of life. Kobe Bryant was an incredibly gifted basketball player, but he was first a husband, father, son, friend, etc. And I speak with almost complete certainty in saying that no one thought the last time they saw him would be the last time." Today, the world mourns his loss. We pray for his wife and daughters. Hug your loved ones, forgive, and live a full life today. Tomorrow, even the next minute, is not known or promised. End quote. Read more Christian leaders' reactions on charismanews.com and tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.